As Florida's health care coverage prepares to change, one group proposes Medicaid expansion to voters. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. Florida's health care insurance landscape is changing. Next year, cuts to Medicaid and the ending of a COVID-19-era tax credit that made insurance on the affordable health care marketplace more affordable will take effect. Experts are predicting Florida's uninsured rate will double. Now, there's a grassroots effort afoot to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot to expand Medicaid coverage here. Ellie Kennedy is collecting signatures.
I fear for a broken arm is $80,000. I can tell you kidney stones is $8,800 if you go to the emergency room. And that's more than one day or one month for people to financially devastate them.
The effort to expand Medicaid in Florida via the ballot box. That's ahead on The Wrap. The big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these news headlines. Florida's Chief Financial Officer Blaise Ngolia has issued 16 subpoenas for Orange County government employees. On Thursday, Orange County confirmed its employees, including County Attorney Jeff Newton, received state subpoenas demanding they produce computer files for inspection. Specifically, materials pertaining to the county's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, climate initiatives, procurement, and contracts or grants. It also requests file deletion and access logs related to the documents and any communication about the destruction of county records. Ngolia said the investigation began after an insider tipped his team off about changes in file names in an effort to conceal spending on DEI programs. He said a search failed to find emails related to the DEI-focused grants and that other information appeared to be missing. As his team asked questions, he said county employees seemed to be reading off a script. Mayor Jerry Deming says the county cooperated fully with the DOJ audit and that, quote, the state has offered no evidence to support its allegations that we were hiding information or acting without integrity. Orange County Public Schools is reporting a drop in enrollment of 6,600 students, almost double the number of students it was expected to lose this fall. Deputy Superintendent Dr. Michael Armbruster says a majority of the additional 3,600 students who haven't shown up to class are from immigrant families. Armbruster said that drop in students could cost the district $25 million this year.
We are already collaborating with schools to make sure no school is cut more than necessary, but just needed to make you aware that we've got a burden to carry right now, but we're working to carry it.
District Superintendent Maria Vasquez encouraged immigrant families to continue to send their kids to school this year despite ongoing ICE raids throughout the state. A new Department of Homeland Security policy allows ICE to conduct raids in formerly protected places like churches and schools. So far, none have occurred in Florida schools. The Rainbow Crosswalk, honoring the victims of a 2016 mass shooting at Pulse, an LGBTQ+ nightclub in Orlando, keeps reappearing, even though the Florida Department of Transportation has painted over it twice. That's because people like Rusty Best keep coming with chalk to color it in. Best says he'll be back to do it again. The rainbow colors have a special meaning to him, and he knows the crosswalk is important to people affected by the Pulse tragedy.
It's really hard to leave this when you see the cars driving by, people honking, people stopping by, bringing their families and kids and wanting to recolor the crosswalk into the rainbow colors.
The crosswalk rainbow was unofficially repainted on Saturday, but the Florida Department of Transportation quickly covered that up again. This week, Governor Ron DeSantis defended the state's decision to remove street murals.
We've made the policy decision in Florida, you know, we're not going to use the roads for that purpose. The roads are there for either pedestrians to cross or cars to go, and that's what it's going to be.
At a request from the Florida Department of Transportation, the city of Orlando is painting over some intersections and crosswalks. The previously approved street paintings aimed to increase the safety of pedestrians and cyclists. These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. The Wrap Inbox Edition is your Wednesday digest of what matters most in Central Florida. The weekly newsletter delivers the top headlines, original reporting, and a handy guide to Central Florida public media events, all presented in a format that's quick and easy to read. It's the perfect companion to the Wrap podcast. Sign up for The Wrap Inbox Edition at cfpublic.org/thewrap. The rate of uninsured people across the state of Florida could soon double with impending changes to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. Now, there's a grassroots movement hoping to force the state into expanding Medicaid coverage here. They're working to collect enough signatures to get the issue on the 2026 midterm ballot. Central Florida Public Media's health reporter Joe Mario Pedersen spoke with Nicole Darden-Creston to explain those changes and the efforts to expand coverage via the ballot box.
How about we first explain some of the healthcare changes coming to Florida beginning January 1st? Let's get our arms around that first.
Absolutely. Back in July, Congress signed H.R. 1, or the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which, among many things, requires cuts to Medicaid spending and does away with a COVID-era tax credit that made health insurance on the affordable care marketplace actually affordable.
Now, Joe Mario, if I remember correctly, Florida has a lot of people using the marketplace to purchase insurance, right?
Yes. In fact, the number of people enrolled in marketplace coverage here is higher than any other state. Last year, 4.7 million Floridians were enrolled, but with the changes, about 1.9 million people are expected to lose coverage by 2027, according to estimates by KFF.
So what's this proposed ballot initiative to expand Medicaid here?
Well, it's actually a proposed constitutional amendment that a group called Florida Decides Healthcare is collecting signatures to try and get it on the midterm elections ballot next year. The amendment would require the state provide Medicaid coverage for people between the ages of 18 to 65 who make up to 138% of the federal poverty line. Florida is one of 10 states that hasn't expanded Medicaid to cover people in this group.
When you say 138% of the federal poverty level, Joe Mario, how much money are we talking about exactly?
Well, for a family of four, it's around $44,000 a year.
Okay, that definitely helps put things into perspective. So could expanding the program lead to other changes?
Yeah. If the state were to expand the program up to 138% threshold, the federal government would cover a much higher percentage of the cost of care. It would increase from around 57% to about 90%. Now, I spoke with Mitch Emerson. He's the executive director of the organization behind the push to get Medicaid on the ballot here. He has some real concerns about how the impending cuts are going to play out.
So if we do not expand Medicaid, well, the things that people are going to see are hospital closures, 50,000 healthcare jobs lost.
So, Joe Mario, those hospital closures that he mentioned, is that because fewer people with health insurance means less revenue coming in for hospitals and healthcare workers?
Yep. That's what he's getting at. And it's important to note that when an uninsured person goes to the ER for care, that is an uncompensated cost that is ultimately paid for by the Florida taxpayer. Last year, that was $2.6 billion.
So earlier you mentioned that with the cuts, nearly 2 million people will lose coverage. But how many more stand to gain coverage if Medicaid is expanded here?
Well, according to KFF, there are about 260,000 adult Floridians who don't make enough money to pay for Obamacare or private insurance. I spoke with Ellie Kennedy. She and her family are part of that group.
I fear for a broken arm is $80,000. I can tell you kidney stones is $8,800 if you go to the emergency room. And that's more than one day or one month for people to financially devastate them.
I know a lot of people can relate to that concern. So why the opposition to expanding the program here?
Republican Representative Chase Tremont, whose district covers parts of Volusia and Brevard, says Medicaid is for people with disabilities and the extremely poor.
That's who I want to protect it and save it for. You start opening up Pandora's box and letting more people in, where does it end?
Joe Mario, thanks for being here. I'm sure you'll continue to follow this story.
Thank you for having me.
That was Central Florida Public Media's Nicole Darden-Creston speaking with health reporter Joe Mario Pedersen. That's it for The Wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.